This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of Global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing existing forums to strengthen consultations among the Global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration. He also made a proposal on reforms in the UN and multilateralism as a whole.
We today approach world affairs united and through a broad set of principles and concepts. And these include, one, fair and transparent economic practices that democratize production and enhance economic security. A stable environment for balanced and sustainable economic interactions, including more South-South trade, investment and technology collaborations. Resilient, reliable and shorter supply chains that would reduce dependence on any single supplier or on any single market.
India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor, Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Shritij Tyagi, said Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support. He also highlighted that Pakistan has a polity which is stifled by military dominance and a human rights record stained by persecution.
A delegation that epitomizes the antithesis of this approach continues to abuse this forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Instead of coveting our territory, they would do well to vacate the Indian territory under the illegal occupation and focus on rescuing an economy on life support, a polity muzzled by military dominance and a human rights record stained by persecution. Perhaps once they find time away from exporting terrorism, harboring UN-proscribed terrorists and bombing their own people.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India is in a great spot to expand its clean energy over the next 5 years. Addressing the US-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New York, Mr. Goyal said the government aims to grow its clean energy capacity from over 250 gigawatts to 550 gigawatts. The minister said the government expects to increase its trade with the US on energy products in the upcoming years. Mr. Goyal said India and the US can plan to collaborate on nuclear power. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need for collective efforts to strengthen India's identity as a cultural power alongside its growing stature as an economic power. Speaking at the 64th National Exhibition of Art ceremony organized by Lalit Kala Academy in New Delhi, the president said art is a powerful medium to enrich cultural heritage and make society more sensitive. She highlighted that Indian art is continuously evolving and presenting new dimensions.
ललित कला एकेडमी इस वर्ष कलाकारों की कलाकृतियों की बिक्री को प्रोत्साहित कर रहे हैं। ये कलाकारों को आर्थिक संबल प्रदान करेगा और हमारी क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी को मजबूत बनाएगा। मैं कला प्रेमियों से भी अपील करूंगी कि आप केवल कलाकृतियों को सराहे नहीं बल्कि उन्हें अपने साथ अपने घर भी ले जाएं।
The Election Commission today announced biennial elections to 4 seats of the Rajya Sabha from Jammu and Kashmir. All these seats have been vacant since February 2021. The Commission also announced a by-election for 1 seat of the Rajya Sabha from Punjab. The seat was vacant after the resignation of Sanjeev Arora in July this year. The notification for the polls will be issued on the 6th of next month. The voting and counting will be held on the 24th of October. The ISSF Junior World Cup will kick off in New Delhi from today. The next generation of shooting talent across 15 Olympic events and 2 non-Olympic events will be competing in rifle, pistol and shotgun at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range from today till October the 2nd. In men's T20 Asia Cup, India and Bangladesh will clash in a Super 4s stage encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Today's winner will confirm a place in the final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.